Welcome back to episode 13 on Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. Today we'll be discussing some of the halachas about the last day of Pesach, Yom Tov Achron of Chutz La'aretz, Chametz She'Avar Olav HaPesach, and if you find Chametz, which you're not sure if it was over Olav HaPesach or not. Regarding the last day of Pesach, there are a couple of things that since the last day is only Midrabanan, that Chazal were Mekel. So something which, even though the whole Yom Tov would have been asr b'mashahu, if a mashahu of chametz fell into any type of your food, it requires biur. Also something which is noisein tam lefgam, meaning it's not a binyomai, you have a pot that wasn't used for chametz within the last day, which by regular isurim is mutter, but on Pesach we are machmir, the last day of Pesach we are mekel, and we say that there's no isser to keep it around. You don't have to destroy it, but you certainly cannot eat it. Something like chametz nuksha, also you could be mekel to keep it around on the last day of Yom Tov. Something which only has an iser mashu and is also nice tam lefkam, primegadim is mitzadeid, you could be mekel on Yom Tov achrein shel chag on the last day of Yom Tov, even pa'achila. Chametz shavar lava pesach is asr midrabanan ba'achila, you can't eat it, and it's asr bahana. Chachamim gave a knas to the owners that since they transgressed the iser of bal yiro bal yimotzeh, therefore, they can't eat it, and they can't even be nene. How about Suffolk chametz that was over all of a Pesach? For example, I had wheat that was soaked in water, but we're not sure if it became chametz or not. There are those that are mekel to sell them to a non-Jew, since it's only a Suffolk in Isser D'Rabbanan. However, there are those that argue and they hold that since before Pesach you were required to burn it because of Suffolk D'Eraisa, the lav of Bal Yeroah, and you did not follow those instructions, you didn't burn it, therefore, we give you a knas, and you cannot have any hana even after Pesach. Someone who did a bedika, he did bittul, he followed instructions, and after Pesach, he found chametz. There's a machlokes ha-poiskim if that chametz is asr b'hana or not. In a place where there's going to be a tremendous loss, could be mekel and have hana from the chametz. So too, someone who did a bittul, but did not do a bedika because he was in a situation where he was not able to do a bedika, he was an einus, one could be mekel and have hana from this chametz. However, someone who did not do a bittul, did not do a bedika, the Mechaber says that his chametz is asr, even though he was an oynis with this, that he did not burn his chametz. By those that say that in a situation where he was an oynis gomer, he did not know about the chametz at all, even though maybe he should have done a bedika, or should have done a bittul, the chametz does not become asr. Chametz that became chametz on the last day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz is asr after Pesach, even though he was only over an Isser D'Rabbanan. Chametz nuksha as well, even though it's only asr mid'Rabbanan, it's still asr b'achila after Pesach, however, it's mutter b'hana. How about grain that became chametz, it was over all of a Pesach, then he planted it after Pesach? It's machlekes rishonim, if it's mutter or asr to have hana, to benefit from this that grew from this grain. It's mutter for him to use chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach for his refuah, since it was something that was only asr midrabanan. Chametz of a non-Jew or chametz of hefker that was over alav ha-pesach is mutter to eat and mutter to have anah from, because the chachamim did not give any knas to forbid chametz that was over alav ha-pesach in a place where there was no iser in the way it was being kept. Haber a Yisrael and a non-Jew that were shutfim, they were partners in chametz, and the chametz was in the house of the non-Jew, so nothing was done wrong. And then they divided it after Pesach. The part of the nachri is mutter b'hana, and it's possible that it's even mutter b'achila, because there's a concept called yesh breira in an Isser D'Rabbanan, and we say that the part that is now in the hands of the Jew may have belonged or could have belonged to the non-Jew, and therefore it can become mutter even to eat. Chametz that was found after Pesach, we don't know if this chametz belonged to a non-Jew or belonged to a Jew. There are those that say that it's mutter b'hana, but it's asr b'achila. There are those that say that it's even mutter b'achila, like any other suffik to rabbanon, where we go l'kula. However, in a place where rave of the people, most of the people are Jewish, then we say that it's asr b'hana because we assume that it fell from a Yisrael. This is all if you find it immediately after Pesach, or it's old, but it's not possible that it was baked after Pesach. However, if it's possible to say that this was baked after Pesach, it's mutter even ba'achila, because we are allowed to assume that this fell after Pesach and don't need to say that this fell from a Jew before Pesach and it was lying on the street for such a long time.